So I was thinking about, I know we're maybe a couple of days late on this, but I was thinking about it with the NBA Finals wrapping up. I had a few thoughts from the NBA Finals, and I'm curious if these apply to the Rockets moving forward, because sports are always copycat leagues. When one team wins, the other teams try to copy what allowed that team to win, which in this case was the Thunder. So there's a few things that I thought stood out watching the finals or even watching the playoffs. And one of them I thought was both those teams really, but especially the Thunder, they're kind of zigging when the rest of the league is zagging, in the sense of it's so much about threes.
Yes.
They're more about mid-range. So much so that in Game 7, Tyrese Halliburton like led the game and made threes, I believe, even though he tore his Achilles 8 minutes into the game.
It was the first quarter still when he went down. Yeah.
Just because the Thunder don't shoot a ton of threes.
Nope.
So I found that interesting as somebody who still appreciates the mid-range game. But the reason why I bring it up is because Kevin Durant is still very good in that area.
Oh,
and now
here
he is on the Rockets.
Yeah.
Could bode well for the Rockets next year.
I think it could. And, you know, even more to a certain point, do you think we're seeing, or do you think we're approaching the end of an era? Remember, the whole three-point phenomenon, who did that really start with when teams started copying? It was the Warriors.
Yeah.
You can go back to, you know, even, you know, I guess you could say when they won the first one in 2015, but even a year or so before that, when they were just starting to make their ascent. So, and I mean, you know, we're a decade into that now. Do you think we could be coming to the end of an era where teams kind of start trying to get, especially let's say OKC goes and wins it again next year. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. I'm not saying they are, but let's just say they go back to back. You're going to see teams start copying that format or that formula, I should say. Never fails.
And I'm surprised because I thought we would get there eventually, because sports, like
it's
everything
cyclical.
It is.
Always a cycle.
Just like in the NFL, where like the run game suddenly now is
it's making a little bit of a comeback. It feels like it. Yeah. Running backs. Yeah.
So I figured we'd get there. I just didn't think it'd be this quick in the NBA. But maybe after what they saw the Thunder. And again, even the Pacers, they're not like the Warriors 3-point shooting. So maybe some other teams will say like, hey, you know what? There is still success to be had shooting inside the arc and outside of right in front of the hoop, you know, the mid-range area. And Kevin Durant does that very well.
Yes.
So that was one takeaway. The other thing for me, I had four takeaways from the finals. Number two, of course, this is the obvious one, parity. Seven new champions over the last 7 years. The Thunder just broke through for their first. And boy, doesn't that bode well for the Rockets? Because right now the Thunder have the best odds in the West, but we haven't had a repeat champion in almost a decade. Who's right behind them? The Rockets have the second best odds. Maybe the door is open. Maybe it's the time, you know, it's the Rockets' time next year.
Hey, when you bring in a Kevin Durant, I'm not saying that it's going to happen for sure, but the Rockets, and just look at what the Rockets already had here, right? Look at who they already had built here, and they have a culture in place with Ime Udoka, culture set in place. We saw the beginning really this year of their ascent, and I think we really could see that continue over the next couple of years. If Durant's going to be here 2, maybe 3 years, they're going to have a great shot. They're going to be in the mix all of those years. Then it's just a matter of, you know, matchups at certain times. And, you know, you got to have a little bit of luck, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a little bit of luck.
Of course.
So
I always say most of life is luck, really.
A lot of times it is.
Unfortunately, sorry. Majority of life is just based off of your luck. And same with sports. Another fairly obvious one is just youth. That we saw the youth breakthrough really for both those teams. Was it the Thunder? Was it the one of them was the youngest team to make the NBA Finals since the Trailblazers of 77?
Yeah, they're the youngest to win it in 48 years.
Okay, so yeah,
Thunder, youngest to win it.
And again, I think that bodes well for the Rockets, where of course there's a lot of youth that doesn't have a ton of playoff experience, and then now you throw in Durant. So it's another somewhat obvious observation, but one that, again, when you look at this year's champion, bodes well for the Rockets, I would say, for next year and beyond.
I think it does. And, I mean, you go back to this Thunder team. Yes, they are young, but if you look at the previous 2 years, they kind of made their way up. They've been getting their experience, especially last season. A lot of people thought they would make it to the finals last year, and I believe they went out in the second round. They didn't even make it to the conference finals last year. Now you jump forward to this season, this postseason, they make their run all the way. Were there times when it seemed like they weren't going to pull it off? Yeah, of course. They got it done. As a young team, and I like to bring this up, you know, I bring it up all the time that, you know, in the NBA, really young teams like that rarely win it all.
Right.
The Thunder said, bump that, party, right in your face.
Yeah.
And they took it all.
That's right.
But you don't see it often. But this could be a different trend that we're about to see.
It could be.
Now, Kevin Durant kind of skews the Rockets' age a little bit, but they're pretty young other than him.
They are. He's their SGA, just happens to be, 15 years older, but
yeah.
They're a young team. SGA was that closer. Now the Rockets have their closer.
Yeah.
One last run real quick, and this is actually a bit of a concern. We'll get to this a little bit more probably next segment. I don't know if this directly applies to the Rockets, but the other thing I think is very important after watching the finals is having that good guard play. These two teams, for as good as their guards are, both the Pacers and the Thunder, a lot of turnovers to the point where in the final game, Game 7, like even TJ McConnell, who had a good series, he had like 7 turnovers playing just half the game. And I don't know if the Rockets are fully there yet at that guard position where you need to have very good ball handlers and a handful of them come playoff time. I feel like that part of the team is still a little, it could use a little more depth, in my opinion.